And the military has always had a very strong imprint on politics in Egypt. Can Egypt now make a clean break away from the military legacy that has governed this country for the past 50 or 60 or so years, and now begin to embark on truly civilian leadership? I think that is what the protesters want. That is what so many of the opposition parties want. And who can deliver that best is really the question that so many people are yet able to ask and actually answer.
Well, I suppose the problem is there, Raymond, isn't it? The military, the army are unlikely to attempt to dilute themselves.
Absolutely. The military in Egypt is a very influential, very lucrative institution. And what I mean by that, it is in so many ways a self-sufficient institution of the state. It operates businesses, it builds bridges, it has factories, it operates bakeries. It has a lot of commercial interests that are very much tied in the ruling establishment. So for the Egyptian military to completely change course and go a complete 180 degrees in a different direction would certainly seem, you know, counterintuitive to the interests of the military. The question is, will it now succumb to the public pressure that has been mounted by the protesters, by civil society, by the international community for it to be a genuinely civilian country and that the military plays the role like it does in any other society? Well, that certain question is going to, again, going to be answered if indeed the military assumes that responsibility. But you're absolutely right. It would almost seem counterintuitive for the military to assume power and then turn around and put a civilian leadership that somehow curbs its own interests, restricts its own ability, and somehow limits its own powers in a country where the military has had such unchecked or unrivaled ability for so many years.
All right, Eamon, thanks very much indeed. Let's bring in the leader of the Kerama opposition movement, Amin Iskander. This is, again, once again, a translated interview, so bear with us while we get that translation as we ask the questions and he answers them. Mr. Iskander, what do you think has happened here? Do you think the military has gone to President Mubarak and pushed for him to stand down? Do you think that's what's going on?
I believe this is the case, especially that millions took to the streets of Egypt, and tomorrow was expected to be a very hard and difficult day for Egypt. 150,000, in addition to thousands of advocates and lawyers headed to Abdin, the presidential palace, and the armed forces requested them to move away, especially that their message is heard. In addition to the civil disobedience and the strikes staged in many critical and focal factories and industrial centers in Egypt, the big statement made by the Supreme Council of Armed Forces came to top the event. I believe there was a division within the ranks of the Egyptian military, especially the head of the Presidential Guard, Omar Suleiman, the vice president, and the Supreme Council, on the other hand, chaired by General Tantawi. And I believe the balance tipped in favor of Tantawi. Now, I believe what we see from the indications on the ground, the augur will that the people's demands will be answered. In addition to this, some military leaders came to Tahrir Square and announced to the people here that all their demands will be answered. Now, we are all waiting for the coming statement from the military council and the address by the president in order to know how the power will be transitioned, rights restored, and how the national dialogue will take place under the sponsorship of the armed forces. This will clear the picture of the coming transitional period in Egypt.
we've been hearing of you that the army